We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Bracing for the red zone, COVID-19 infection rates are raising the possibility of new restrictions in parts of the city and Long Island. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck has a story in this live report from Staten Island.
And you mentioned Long Island, Nassau, and Suffolk, along with Upper Manhattan, appear headed for yellow zone. Those are additional restrictions because the virus is spreading at a faster rate in those areas, according to Governor Cuomo. But he calls this situation on Staten Island a serious problem, and it has to be addressed.
Parts of Staten Island will go into an orange zone. Parts of Staten Island will go into a red zone at the current rate. Staten Island is a serious problem. Staten Island is also a problem in terms of overburdening hospitals.
Now, the governor says if we don't slow down the rate of spread, the hospital, again, that'll be a real concern. And he has a dire prediction for the start of 2021.
I would not be shocked if they said on January 10th, January 15th, we're up at 7, 8, 9, 10%. That could very easily happen if we are irresponsible.
Now, like here at Staten Island University Hospital and others in the five boroughs, they say treatments like remdesivir are helping speed up discharge rate for some patients. The real concern is that hospitals still will become overrun with patients in the weeks ahead. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live on Staten Island.
New Jersey Governor Murphy's extended the state's public health emergency, but so far ordered no new restrictions. New Jersey reported almost 4,000 additional cases, 15 more deaths yesterday. There's a terrible postscript to the peak of the virus in the city. Word that bodies are still in cold storage.
They were part of a grim spring in New York. Those who died of COVID-19 at what was the height of the pandemic, placed in refrigerated trucks as morgues were inundated with death and space ran short. About 650 bodies are still in those trucks on the Brooklyn waterfront. The Wall Street Journal, which first reported the figure, said their families can't be located or can't afford a proper burial. The Office of the Chief Medical Examiner told ABC News in a statement, facilitating respectful final arrangements for individuals who passed at the height of the pandemic reflects its core mission.
That is correspondent Aaron Katursky. A Staten Island City Council member and parents are suing to reopen the schools. South Shore Republican Joe Borelli and the parents filed on Friday, one day after the mayor ordered the schools back to remote learning because of a 3% citywide infection rate. Borelli tells 1010 Winds there's no science to back that up.
We know schools are safe, and we also know that not being in school does children irreparable harm, especially in the younger grades, like from K to 5. So we're doing harm to kids, and the science isn't even there to justify it. And it's unfortunate that the mayor and the chancellor and whoever else was involved in making this 3% limit just didn't care for the science or for the kids themselves.
Governor Cuomo appeared to take a shot at the mayor's decision to close schools at his news conference yesterday.
We want schools open. All the leading experts say keep K to 8 open. The positivity rate in the schools is lower than the positivity rate in the surrounding community. It's safer for the child to be in the school than in the community.
1010 Winds has reached out to City Hall for comment. A bloody end to a Sweet 16 after party in Brooklyn last night. At least seven people were shot, one of them killed, just after 11 p.m., Assistant Chief Judith Harrison.
It was a house party at the location when an unknown perpetrator entered the location and began to shoot in the lobby as he ascended the stairs.
A 20-year-old woman died. The incident may have been in retaliation for an earlier shooting nearby. No arrests, no description of suspects or anything else right now. There is more cause for concern in the subways today, with word of another person being thrown onto the tracks, this time in Brooklyn. 10 to when Samantha Liebman has a story in this live report from the Barclays Center station.
Yes, and Kathleen, the third subway pushing in less than a week. This time, police say a 29-year-old man was pushed onto a southbound 4 train at train tracks at the Barclays Center stop after the suspect began yelling at him and followed him off a train. Luckily, the victim was able to climb out. It follows two incidents in Manhattan last week, one Thursday in Union Square, where a 40-year-old woman was pushed as a train approached. She survived with minor injuries. It has strap hangers who spoke with NBC 4 being extra vigilant.
Well, I'm not going to be standing next to the tracks. I'm going to stay in the middle.
I ride the trains late at night. I work overnight sometimes. I just pray that they put more cops out and we just need to be more aware of our surroundings.
Now, no word from the NYPD on whether there will be more cops in the transit system, but the Guardian Angels announced this weekend they'll be upping their patrols in subways. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live at the Barclays Center.
Well, it was not your usual COVID party bust in Queens early yesterday. City Sheriff's Department broke up a sex club event in Astoria. Authorities say more than 80 people were partying at the underground spot on 41st Street when the sheriff showed up. They found a buffet, a back room with mattresses, and no masks, although there were boxes of condoms. The event was hosted by a group that called itself Caligula New York, describing itself as the hottest swingers club in the city. The arrests and death tickets for two party organizers, though, might cool them off a little bit. They're facing up to $15,000 in fines now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.